The brief fourth aliyah of Parshas Toldos is one that is unfortunately resonant for us today because it speaks of a template for how the Jew interacts with anti-Semitism. And it takes place in the aftermath of the strife of the previous aliyah. And it starts off telling us about Yitzchak Vayal Misham Be'er Sheva, that he left from there and he went up to Be'er Sheva. And Lutzkarov, this Naim Latorah, comments that he didn't want to leave in the middle of Machlokes, the middle of the fighting, because anti-Semitism has a tendency to follow. So he waited for a moment of peace and then left. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky notes that because of the hatred they had for him, he wanted to create distance. And the further he went, the better it got. So he kept going. And then we are told that God appears to him that night and tells him he shouldn't worry because God will bless him. And this is Bavur Avram Avdi, for the sake of Avram. And this reference to Avram, the Ralbag understands that this is to convey an extra merit, while Revolba, the author of the Alei Shor, in comments that he made Al HaTorah that were published a number of years ago, had a different understanding that this was an example of an educational technique, somewhat of a tough love measure, that you convey to someone you have high expectations, and a way of saying that the son of Avram I expect great things from, and that you should live up to his standard and earn it. Rav Soloveitchik noted also that the message that was being conveyed to Yitzchak here is that what has happened so far is the merit of Avram, and Yitzchak had been following in his path, reopening the wells that he had dug, things along those lines, but now he has to realize that he has to develop his own approach, which ultimately he does do, and we say in our tefillah, we invoke Elokei Yitzchak as well, recognizing that that's the case. So we are told that he sets up his tent there, and he builds a mizbeach, Vayichru Sham Avde Yitzchak Be'er, and his servants start to dig a well. That language of Vayichru seems different than what we read about in the previous aliyah of Chofru, which was the word used for digging there. And Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch notes that that language of Chofru is actually deeper and suggests greater effort. And he discusses how really Yitzchak should have isolated himself on his own, like Avram did, and now he was forced to because of the hostility of the Plishtim. And now that he now goes up out of his own free will, he finds that he has immediate success with the wells. So this language of Ayichru, different than Chafira, which would have been intensive digging and exploration, here, now it comes easy. He has this immediate success. And because of that, so Avimelech comes and gives him honor, and that's what we find in this next pasuk. Avimelech comes with Pichol Sar Tzva'o, and Yitzchak's reaction is somewhat hostile. It says, "Vayomer aleihim Yitzchak, madua basem elai, v'atem sineisem osi, v'tishalchuni meitchem." Why are you coming? So you hate me, and you sent me away. So the Malbim notes that if you want to come to be friendly with me, that doesn't seem to make sense because you hate me. And if you want to come to fight, so you had the chance earlier, so why didn't you do that when I was closer? Of Shmuel Barenbaum, who's the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, comments from him were printed also a few years ago. So he notes that you see this attitude of Yitzchak, that even though they are coming and appearing to be nice to him, but Yitzchak doesn't indulge in chanufa at all. He doesn't flatter them because he is a person of emes. And some understand that that's actually how you win them over, by being a straight shooter and by not pretending. But one way or another, he doesn't put on any pretense and he addresses them very directly. And their response is, Vayomru ro'o ra'inu ki haya Hashem imach, Vanomer Tihina Allah Benosenu Benenu Venecha Venichrasav Ritimach. So we see that Hashem is with you and we want to make a treaty with you. And the Aznayim Latorah comments about this, that this is often the way that the nations of the world, they think that the Jews become rich because of them on their backs, and they chase them out. And then they see that they're actually able to succeed on their own, and they want them back now. Many Mefarshim understand that maybe they meant that we first thought that you were taking away our portion, somewhat, again, of a communist attitude towards success, that if you are succeeding, it's because you're taking away from us. But now we see that we're only successful because of you, so we want you back. So they go into detail about this treaty, and they say, Im tasei imonu ra, kasher lo niganucha, v'kasher asinu imcha rak tov, v'nishalechecha b'shalom, ata, baruch ad Hashem. So if you don't harm us, just as we don't harm you, and we haven't harmed you, and we've always been nice to you, and sent you a b'shalom, so from now on, you should be blessed. So all of this detail and how they're describing the pluses and the minuses and the good and the bad. So the Sefer Maariv Yitzchak notes that this is similar to the previous Aliyah, that just like the Ramban said that the wells are really meant to be Ramazim for the future, so to here, this is meant to indicate what the future relationship will be with the nations of the world, that they'll come and say, let's be friends like we always were, and they'll pretend there were no problems in the past, and it will be accepted, and they'll even get a big suda, as the pasuk after this indicates. And the way they say, like, we've only done good to you, so the Aznayim Latorah and Rav Hirsch comment that this is also a part of it, that they think that even if they take all your things, but they don't kill you on the way out, that that's good, that that's considered to be something you should be happy about. The Avnei Nezer actually has a tshuva in Yeridei in Siman Shin Vav that you can bring a proof from here that not doing bad or not doing that much bad can be considered as good. That's how the pasuk conveys that language. So saying that you will be blessed, so Maram Shik has a comment that the fact that even in a time of persecution, that things aren't worse than they are, so that shows that Hashem is expressing His love, that we see His love even during the hard times, even during the times when there is suffering. So this idea that their overture is accepted, so it takes some judgment to know what exactly is the proper mahalach at the proper time. And the Shla comments that this seems to be the way to go, to be mavr al midosav, like Yitzchak is doing here, to be able to move past and to not think about what has happened before. But it depends on the nature of the offense. And Rav Yonasan Eibshitz in his Yaris Tavash has a discussion about the fact that we have Azhara to remember Amalek, and he suggests that we need that because our nature would be to be maver al midosenu, that the teva would be that we would, the teva of the Jew would be that we would forget about everything that happened in the past, but sometimes we need to remember. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us we have to remember what Amalek did and know that we have to fight it. So it's a difficult judgment call sometimes for the Jew to know how to be able to survive in the world with the hostility of the nations of the world and the perennial issue of anti-Semitism, as so tragically we know we have to deal with today. And there are some types that are too vicious to be forgotten, and there are other types that are of a very different nature, and even though they aren't exactly friendly or as much as they claim to be, but it's worth being able to move past it and to be able to accept the overtures for the minor improvement that they are, and through it all, to be able to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love and to appreciate that even during the hard times, He's still looking out for us.